For me, it means that finally women have a day to express their challenges, but as well what they want. And this year, in UN Women will focus on equal payment, because unfortunately still we have a lot of discrimination and inequality around the world regarding a woman is doing a job which is exactly the same as a man and is still paid 25% less. Nobody understands why this is happening, but this is happening. And it's being discriminated in their careers. You don't see at the highest level of governments, at the highest level of parliament, we still have 22% around the world of women leaders in politics, which is very, very low. And we don't have presidents of companies. We don't have women in the executive board. We have countries that are very well developed, but they're not giving this opportunity to women to strive to be, the leaders in the economy, in politics. So we still have a long way to go. Even in the UN, the senior leaderships of the UN, we are still struggling to get to the top. So it means that it's not a given that women is considered equal. It's not a given that women has equality around the world. So I hope that this 8th of March will bring to the world again the awareness that we have to work all together, men and women, to get to this equality and this respect.
Yes, others will be arguing that should women be given these opportunities or should women create these opportunities?
I think that if women are given the same opportunity as men and given access to the same inputs, whether it is finance, technology, information, digital information, if we are given the same conditions, we are 30% more productive. So this is not about vulnerability. This is about a choice for economic development, for political solution, and for peace solution. So we are main actors. We can transform societies. And we don't have much time because the world leaders decided last year that by 2030, women economic empowerment and women's equality has to be reached. So we have only 15 years to reach to this dream. And I'm sure we're going to get it, particularly with the help of men. So that's what we launched a campaign in UN Women called He for She. And we're pushing for men to help us because that's also the solution. Men who respect women have a capacity to transform our leadership.